morning to grab some kids from the chippy at the top of the road? I said, yes, Mum, all right. Well, this particular night, this particular Friday night, it was dark, very dark. And there was a lamppost halfway up the street. And as I walked towards the lamppost, walked up the street to go to the chippy, there seemed to be a big dog coming, walking to, this is the truth, this is, walking towards me. A big black dog walking towards me. And I stepped off the pavement to go round. But when this big dog got as far as the light, it wasn't a dog at all, it was a man. But it was a dog to me as it walked towards me. But when it got under this lamp, and it was a gas lamp, I mean it was gaslit then, it was a man. And I ran up that road and went into the chippy, and I was sick with fright. I daren't walk down that street again back home, so I went all the way around Seaforth Road, back into Arthur Street. And to this day, that was the dog that walked towards me and then turned into a man.
Mr. Roy, he had a wooden rake, and he got hold of him, but at the same time some couple more men ran down to stop the train, you know, and of course the train couldn't stop in time and ran over him. He was dead, but ran over him. It was terrible, that one. That was just the back of where I lived, in the Mow Gardens, that's where that happened. What are you talking about, 8 year old, 9 year old?